Mocha Beach Hotel, good morning. Can I help you?
What, Maisie? No, man, I have to see you to talk to you. I have a feeling I'm onto something. Yes, we went out. You know the club we went to the other night? Him have money like that. He must be about 40. No, we never dance, just drinks. You forget he's the one foot the man have. Me never want nobody to see me. People chat too much. Am I all right, though? Tell me everything about himself. How him lose the foot and everything. Yes. Vietnam. Him come home and find him wife shacking up with another man. When him ask her about it, she say if he didn't expect her to live like a nun. Woman too wicked, you see. Tears almost come to him eyes when he was telling me, you know. I feel sorry for him, you see. It's one of the reasons why him come on holiday. Him say that me is the nicest thing that happened to him in a long while. Yes, I tell you, I'm onto something. Guess who me see down at the club last night? Flap Flap wife. When you see who she was with, you know the little twist head cocky boy them have here? Them call him Ringo. Yes, not him. Little hurry come up, why? You have to see him. One piece of rub up. It look like Flap Flap not doing him homework. Anyway, hear me. I don't want to put my mouth in nobody's business. So look, I want you to see the man. Him a little bit and twist up, but him worship the ground we walk on. Him don't have to do a thing. What I tell you, I want to go to America and it don't matter. The bed business, well, if push come to shove, me just shut me eye and do it. The man have the money and I want to go. Hold on a minute. Yes, Mr. O'Keefe. The line to the kitchen is out of order, sir. I'll send a message down to him.
Yes, child, a banger rang here today.
Ringo?
Front desk, please.
Flap, flap, waffy, Ringo. The woman shouldn't really do him that all the same. Not with a waiter. And you want to see her pass through here last night. She come and asked me to get her husband on the phone. Never ever tell me howdy.
She don't chat to me, my dear. All I know is, if she try to show off on me, I'll just let her know that Ringo couldn't be my yard boy.
What? Oh, you have to see the man?
Then you not come pass by later. We going out this evening.
Me dear, all flowers arrived this morning. Look, I have a little work to do, so I'll see you later.
Hey, young boy. You see Joe?
Morning, sir. I'm looking for you, sir. Him give me a message he gave you last night.
Find him for me. Hey, come here. Oh, you got a hand with that chick last night?
Not bad.
You raise money?
Not yet, sir.
This thing don't go on credit, you know. Lend me $10.
I don't get any money yet, sir.
Ringo, where you was, man?
Man, I'm in a spot. Lend me $10.
How $10 going to help you? Your young boy never gave you the message last night?
No.
You never give him the message?
I never see him, sir.
You must have $10, man. Look what happened to me last night. My missus never buy the story. I should know better than to think she would have believed I gone to work in a Port Antonio. She and her two brothers back me up and take away every cent I had. It's bitch today if I don't give her another $10. I in trouble.
You in real trouble. The assistant manager wants to see you. About 3 messages come since morning.
For what?
You too careless, man.
What happened?
The chick you took out last night, you know is who?
No.
She never tell you whose wife she is?
No.
She have long blonde hair, and she have a blue frock, and talk with a funny accent.
She talk funny, you see? I couldn't understand a word she said.
Is the assistant manager's wife?
Oh, that's all right.
You tell him that.
He's joking, huh, man?
Look at me face.
Jesus Christ, you lying.
Me is a big man.
No, don't do me that. She couldn't say something to me. Him want to see me?
Yes.
Him know. Him see me. Him trail me. You cover me?
I wanted to cover you, yes, but I never know where to cover.
Him can't know unless him trail me or somebody tell him. Nobody never see me. Wait, wait, wait. I wonder if it's the Afro chick at the front desk. Me see her up at the club. She and a one-foot man. The same one-foot man who come in here yesterday. One of the guests. That's against the hotel rule. I will make her lose the work if it's she. Then you want to see her caressing the wooden foot. It's more she, man. Nobody else never see me.
The whole hotel talking about it.
Well, you couldn't tell me.
Me never know. Me just tell boss wife to find you.
Why you never find me?
Me look everywhere for you.
Hold on, man. It don't necessarily mean that the man want to see me about the woman. The only thing to do now is to check with the woman herself. I have to check with her. Yes, I have to find out if the little Afro chick at the front desk grounds or if she shag up. I'm going to ask her to phone the woman.
I don't trust that girl.
I have her card, man. I have to find out how much the man know. As a matter of fact, what I put on him wife last night, him can't fire me. Hmm? If him fire me, I just take up residence in him house. I can't lose the work. The phone working?
It go and come.
I go and talk to her. I soon come. Boss, why? Go and look after the breakfast thing.
You don't hear what the man say?
Oh. Hi, Miss B. I saw you last night with a nice looking guy. Nice. Look. I know you are new here, so you might not know what is what, but it's against regulations to go out with the guests. People get in trouble for it already, but me? Me's grounds. I will cover for you. Any little favor you just ask, like taking a message up to him room, check me. You can't depend on me, all right? Huh? Now look, you grounds. I see you grounds. I want you to do me a favor. Get this number for me. You know it's who to? Mm-hmm. Flap, wife. I will take it in the kitchen.
Everything all right?
Yeah, man, she groans. She getting her.
Mrs. O'Keefe, on the line for you.
Hello? Michelle, hello. Yeah, Ringo. Yeah, Ringo from the hotel. You never tell me that you was married. I can't understand a word she's saying. Yeah, it's when I get down here this morning that I got to realize that my boss, Flap, and you, she not understanding a word I say either, you know? Yeah, he won't like it if he hears about last night, and I don't want him to know. Him say anything to you about last night? Him don't say nothing to you about last night? Yeah, it's all right then. The taxi got a puncture. Oh, and I was only helping you to change the tire. Baby, you are the greatest. Right. I want you to cover me. Look, I want to make that scene again. Yeah, listen. No, you enjoy it? Jojo, listen.
What? Ringo, you that?
Yeah, all right. Joe. Shh. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I see you. Later. Boss, that covered, I hope. So I wonder why you want to see me for?
Maybe somebody report you.
Oh, nobody never fresh with me last night. I'm going to face the music. What time you have?
9:30.
I must raise $10 by 10. The woman coming for it.
I broke.
Depending on what Flap want to see me for, I might be able to hit him for the $10. Him wouldn't know my mother dead from last year.
How much more you hope to make of the poor old lady? She worth more to you dead than alive.
So life go. Me have to settle with her today. Oh, Jesus.
What now?
Last night when them back me up, I promised to find jobs for the brothers. Any jobs up here?
What them can do?
Broke shop. What else? It's too old criminal.
Them would make good studs.
What? Man, how I get myself in all them spots if it's not one thing, is another.
Hold on.
What?
Any of them can swim?
I don't think so, why?
The lifeguard for the pool walk off the job. And I don't see the pool attendant come back. I say him go to America.
If them can't swim, maybe them can raise a little work by the pool. I don't want them to work here all the same, but what to do? I'm going to find out if them can swim. Even if them can't swim, no big thing. We no can fix them up with paper. Recommendation not hard to get.
Them don't have to be able to swim to be lifeguards at the hotel.
Nobody ever drowned in the pool yet.
No, sir.
No big thing then. All the boys have to do is oil up themselves and play the part.
Yes, the American tourists can swim, man. It's only the Jamaican afraid of water.
You can swim?
No, sir. What about you?
Like a fish.
You too lie.
I am a boss, man.
Tell me the truth.
All right. Let go, man. All right, I can't swim.
And you tell too much lie.
And you play too rough.
You went to the boss man back you up this morning.
I wonder where he want me for. I'll go and check with him. If it's nothing too serious, I knock him for $10. Then get me Mrs. Brothers a job and all my problems solved. Boss.
I'm strict, you know. I'm going to need the papers for them job.
No big thing. Where my young boy? Hey, Nuts, come here. You know Bango, man?
Bongo man, sir?
Yeah, man. The big black guy that wear the dark glasses. Him work with the black child that have the goat race for the tourists.
Oh, yes, sir.
Check with him for me. Ask him if them having crab race tonight. Then come back and tell me. And one more thing. What's your girlfriend name again?
Miss Gladys, sir.
Now you going to ask her to do you a favor. First of all, check if she planning to go to the crab race. If she not planning to go, then you have to inveigle her to go. Then you ask her to place 2 bets and 2 crabs for you. But I will check you and tell you more about that. Just check with Bongo Man for a start. See?
See.
And mum's the word.
Ringo!
I soon come.
No, come here.
What happened?
Take it easy.
What happened?
Leave the crab race alone. You don't know what the manager wants to see for yet, and you mix yourself up in more worries.
Cool yourself.
No, listen to me, man. It's a black man running the show, you know.
You're afraid I am?
No, but it's not like say it's a white man who don't know what's going on.
That's where you wrong. White man know more racket than black man. What little I know, who you think say me learn it from?
The new manager good too. Him know every little racket that going on the hotel, you know. So cool it. Study him first.
Oh, him going catch me. Crab foot can broke by accident, you know.
Hey, what me say? Cool it.
I see you later. I'm going to face the music.